They still have not reached a meeting of the minds on missile defense, but both are showing an eagerness to defuse the issue and come up with a plan that suits all sides. President Bush wants to put missile defense systems in the Czech Republic and Poland to guard against attacks should nuclear weapons get into the wrong hands. Russia is opposed to those sites. At the recent Group of Eight summit in Germany, President Putin proposed using a Soviet-era early warning radar system located in Azerbaijan as an alternative. In Kanabunkport, he suggested incorporating a radar facility in southern Russia and talked about the need for even closer consultations between the Russians and NATO. He said there is no longer any need for facilities in Poland or the Czech Republic. President Bush disagreed on that point, but said the new ideas suggested by the Russian leader are worth considering.
I think it's very sincere. I think it's innovative. But as I told Vladimir, I think that the Czech Republic and Poland need to be an integral part of a system.
Mr. Bush also spoke of cooperation between the United States and Russia on Iran. He said they are both concerned about Tehran's nuclear intentions, downplaying differences over the best solution to the problem.
We have no problems with the people in Iran, but we do have a problem with the regime that is in defiance of international norm.
Presidents Bush and Putin faced reporters along the rocky coast of Maine, with a seascape of clouds and waves serving as a backdrop. Their tone was collegial, reflecting the informal setting. Standing in shirt sleeves, they called each other by their first names and spoke of the growing relationship between their two countries. President Bush was asked if, given all the tensions of recent years with Moscow, he still trusts Vladimir Putin.
Do I trust him? Yeah, I trust him. Do I like everything he says? No. And I suspect he doesn't like everything I say.
Mr. Bush said it is important for the U.S. to have strong ties with Russia. President Putin emphasized the evolution of those ties since the fall of the Soviet Union. He said the United States and Russia no longer look at each other through the sights of a gun, then added, "We are no longer enemies." Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.